In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking news.
It is huge breaking news right here on the WIP Afternoon Show. Now, Kyle Schwarber will join us in a minute, but we had to tell him, call in a couple of minutes later because we have huge Eagles news. Enormous Eagles news. And on the day that Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings come out, it's not coming out till 5:30. And there was somebody on the beat that said to themselves, the rankings are coming out.
Well, they thought it was at 4:30. That's why they tried to get it in under the wire.
Right before. Now, this is huge news, and it's something we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of days. And, you know, I maybe it is part of how the Eagles will improve moving forward.
Have they made a change, Spike?
They have. The Eagles have made a change. It just came out of the NovaCare facility. Jeff McClain reports that the Eagles have decided to change. The positivity rabbit is no longer in the locker room.
They kicked the rabbit out?
They kicked the positivity bunny out of the locker room.
Unbelievable.
What a...
Good call, A.J. Dillon.
Yes. Poor A.J. Dillon. So, big contribution to the news cycle this year.
Is it safe to say that the players were irritated by this rabbit being there?
Well, I asked Jordan about it last night. I almost saw a look in his face that he was annoyed I was even asking him about the positivity rabbit. I was trying to, you know, lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
He said, who even calls it positivity rabbit? I was like, okay.
What if you said bunny?
Well, I think it should be positivity bunny. And I said, Elliot thinks you should keep it. And he was not down with that either.
Yeah.
So positivity rabbit is gone.
Yeah.
Huge news.
Yeah. Something tells me they gave that thing one game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It didn't work. Get it out of here.
Yeah. It would have been a great bit if it worked, man.
And they gave it one game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if we win, it can stay. But we didn't win. Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. Kyle Schwarber will join us in a moment. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in... Oh, no. How about now? Joining us right now after one of the greatest seasons in Philly's history and now signed to a brand new contract to stay here for 5 years. That is Kyle Schwarber. Kyle, congrats on the deal and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. How's it going? Appreciate you guys having me on.
Man, pockets on swole right now. Pockets on swole, Kyle. Man. How does it feel, brother? Yeah, how does it feel, man? Well-deserved, first and foremost, and happy that you are re-signing back here and you're going to be here for the next 5 years. How does it feel for you and your family?
No, I mean, we're ecstatic. I mean, obviously the deal's the deal, but at the end of the day, you know, going through the whole process and, you know, you listen to everyone and you hear all these different things, but you know, obviously 4 years and the 4 years in Philadelphia have just been so special to us. And, you know, I when I signed there first that, you know, there was a goal in mind. And obviously we did a lot of really cool things. You know, we played a lot of meaningful baseball, but we just never crossed that finish line. And there's just that piece of me that, you know, I want to get across the finish line with this group, and I want to do it multiple times. And, you know, I think that this it's a great fit. I love playing there. I love playing at the bank. I love playing in front of the Philly fans. Like, it's, you know, there's just nothing better than whenever you hit the, you know, you hit a home run, whatever it is, and big one, big moment in the ballpark, it's going crazy, and you're just kind of able to just run around and take it in. Right, those are just moments that you don't forget. It gives you goosebumps. Gives you goosebumps right now. And you know, it's you know, we're looking forward to 5 more years, and we're looking forward to creating a lot more great memories here, and you know, getting across that finish line.
Now, I got to tell you, as a fellow Ohioan, and I was raised in Cincinnati, I'm surprised the Skyline Chili didn't do it for you, hon. It didn't really get you over the top with that ball club. I'm just joking. I just threw that out there. No, don't worry about that, Cal.
I'll get a fair share of Skyline Chili when I come back home. Yeah. After we're going down Broad Street. But, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, listen, going throughout the whole deal, this whole process, right, that, you know, you want to do your due diligence, right? I think that you would be doing yourself a disservice in any sport or any job or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. That if you're not going to be willing to listen and hear other different things, right? It's just how it is. And that was never, you know, it's never the point of to, you know, be trying to just get a top dollar or trying to drive up an amount, right? Like you have to be open, right? There's a whole big process, but at the end of the day, right? Like there's things that always going to stick with you. And you, like I said, like you want to make a mark somewhere and you want to feel like that you're going to be in a place that's going to try to win on a year in and year out basis. And that you have a chance to get across that finish line on a year in and year out basis. And, we've had that this last 4 years here in Philadelphia. And I know that, you know, John and Lee and Dave and everyone from top to bottom, that this is going to be our goal year in, year out. And you can't take that for granted by any means.
Kyle Schwarber with us. Kyle, I want to ask you a little bit about the process, because I think back to your interview in the clubhouse after the loss to the Dodgers, and you're tearing up, and just I'm sure the thought of that being potentially your last run with the Phillies was going through your head. How stressful was, from that moment to the moment that you actually signed, making the decision and weighing those sorts of things, the different opportunities you had and winding up here? It's, of course, great opportunity, but I would imagine that there's a lot of pressure in making that decision as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you kind of even go back to, you know, that last interview, I think a lot of it, too, was just like, there was just a huge belief that we were just going to get that done there. Right. Like I really believe that, you know, if we went into the game three and we got game three, that I loved our chances in the game four and even going into a game five where anything could happen there in game five of Philly. But, and then obviously it possibly could be your last time ever wearing a Phillies uniform, and that you create so many great relationships with people. Right. Like, and I feel like in those 4 years, right, that I had a chance to really kind of become the person, the player, the dad, right? The father, husband that you want to be. And, you know, it was just a lot of different emotions, right? Then you go through this whole thing and then you're thinking, and it is stressful. It is, it kind of puts a hole in your stomach sometimes to where, you know, you don't know, you know, you're listening to everything and you don't know where things are going to go. And right when everything's going to be all said and done, it'll kind of just smack you in the face, right? It'll show you where you're going to go and where the paths are going to be leading to. And, I mean, at the end of the day, when everything was all said and done and you're sitting down and you're trying to, and you're going to make your decision that, you know, all the paths, all the roads led right back here to Philadelphia. Again, I couldn't be more excited about it.
It must have been gratifying, though, on some level to put yourself in a position where, you know, you are thought of nationally, where a bunch of teams are so interested in you. You know, you've always been thought of as a winner and, you know, a great player, but your run over the last few years, specifically last year, really put you in a spot where you were one of the prime guys that was a free agent this year. It must have been gratifying to feel wanted, not just by the Phillies, but by other clubs as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think that's natural just for anyone, right? Like, you know, you spend, you know, your entire, you know, days, your nights, you know, your end season, your off seasons, right? That you spend so much time just investing in how are you going to win today? How are you going to be better? You know, what am I going to do now? You know, now it's the time of, you know, you kind of look through the whole year and you undress yourself from top to bottom and, you know, yeah, sure, great year, but what are you going to do to be better? Right? Like you gotta close different things, close different holes and keep evolving and keep trying to stay up with the pace of the game just because the game's going to keep evolving. And, you know, when you just pour so much time, sweat, effort, and, you know, you see kind of the continuous stress that you always put on your family and things like that of, you know, always being on a road and, you know, even at home, you know, you don't get that much time with your kids. You try to, you know, spend as much time as you can, and then it's time to go to work and it's time to really dig in and how you're going to attack the day. But, you know, so yeah, when you're doing all this and, you're going into, and listening to different teams and how they look at you, how they value you, whatever it is. But yeah, it is a gratifying thing. And obviously my journey's been a little bit different here in the big leagues than some other people. And just to wind up at this moment, it is definitely a very satisfying feeling. But trust me, I know that there's a lot of things that come in with having the you know, you signing a deal and you now that you have to go out there and you want to continue to hold yourself to a very high standard. It's not just cashing in and checking out. You know, this is, you know, you cashed in and now you better show why you got it.
So earlier you mentioned that, you know, John Middleton flew down after the season, kind of talked to you about the future here and, you know, his vision for the team. I mean, obviously you can't say everything, but what sold you on that there's going to continue to be winning baseball here in Philadelphia?
Yeah. So, you know, Mr. Middleton pretty much right after the season came over to the house in Philadelphia and we just sat down and, it was actually kind of funny. You know, he shot me a text and goes, when are you going to leave? And I gave him the day and, he goes, okay, how does tomorrow work around lunchtime? I go, perfect. And sitting down, I'm going like, okay, like, do I order food or what should I do here? I'm like, I've never had this happen before. I'm like, okay, like, what are we doing? I'm like, screw it, we'll order some food here. And he comes to the door and, you know, he's like, oh, I thought I was going to take you out to lunch. I was like, well, I ordered some food, so just come on in. Right. And so, I mean, we just had a really good conversation. I think that was, hold on, bud. One second. Daddy's on the phone. You know, I think just being able to have that conversation with him, and it wasn't even just strictly baseball. You know, I think it was just more about, you know, getting to, you know, know Mr. Middleton more and being able to you know, hear his beliefs, why he loves baseball so much. And obviously, yes, we talked about the future of the Phillies and where does he see us going. And, right, like, I think that at the end of the day, that baseball is, you know, if we had 30 John Middletons, that this baseball would be in an amazing place, right? Like, this, I think that Philadelphia needs to, you know, I know that they have a really good understanding of the family, but his passion for wanting to put out a fantastic product for everyone there in the region to be able to tune into, to be able to come into the Citizens Bank Park and watch a really high caliber team play a baseball game and go out there and win and play meaningful games and the, you know, hold up a trophy again, right? Like that's, those are his goals. And that just speaks to everything that a player could ever dream or want, right? To be able to feel like every time you step out of that clubhouse and you're walking on the field that you got a really good opportunity to win a baseball game and you got a really good opportunity to go into the playoffs and you got a really good opportunity to make a really deep run in the postseason, right? So the way that he talks about the Phillies and his passion for Philadelphia and just the organization in general and the way that he treats everyone in his organization, not just players, front office, staff, you know, workers at the ballpark, everything, right? Like it speaks volumes to how he runs his organization. And I think that we should all be lucky that he runs the Philadelphia Phillies.
We certainly feel that way. You know, with the era of baseball we've had since he became the primary guy here, there has definitely been a huge difference. You know, you mentioned Kyle last year. You guys thought if you got that game, you guys were going to get that series. And think we all felt the same way. When you think back to last season and everything you guys went through and how it ended up, what is the biggest takeaway you have from last season?
Man, it's a great question. I think that if you were to tell us that, okay, yeah, great, we did what we needed to do. We won our division, won, you know, what, 96 games, I think it was. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're going to be going into the division round and, you know, we're going to be playing the Dodgers. And, you know, I think that there was, you know, for us that, you know, we didn't really execute what we needed to do kind of in that second game. You know, like I feel like that we had a mis-execution part for us personally, then it didn't lead to us, you know, either putting ourselves in a position to win that baseball game. You know, I think that that's how it goes, right? Those are those small things in the postseason that are really going to matter. And it's not because of, a bunt or whatever it is, right? Like it's, you know, there's little minute details that matter throughout that whole play, right? Yeah. Like there's little minute details that go into a game four or whatever it is, right? Like those are things that matter in the postseason that, and we know that we've seen it, we've dealt with that before. And, we just have to continue to keep learning from that because we're going to find ourselves in the postseason again. We know that. And we have to be able to keep putting ourselves in that position to be there. But, also too, when at the end of the day that we just got to find ways to win games, right? Like you got to find a way to put a team away. And, you know, we continue to strive for that. You know, I mean, I don't think that if you were to look at our postseason kind of these last 4 years where, you know, everyone wants to, you know, I know how people view it, right? We go from 22, we were in the World Series. Kind of everyone viewed it as a Cinderella story, right? We didn't view it that way. We viewed it as, you know, we dealt with a lot of different injuries that year and we knew how good of a team we could be, you know, and then we finally got healthy and we went on a really, you know, strong run there to the very end. And then 23 happens where, you know, we just didn't get that job done. And I think that's a year that everyone will look back and it can really give you a big gut punch. And, you know, going into 24 where, you know, the Mets pretty much just straight out beat us. And, you know, last year it felt like it was just a winnable series that didn't happen. And, you know, I think if you're going to look at, you know, the postseason in general, I've been in what, how many postseasons now? 10 out of 11 seasons I've been in the postseason. That I've only been in two World Series and, you know, made some deep runs. And I think that the credibility of a World Series shouldn't be taken down because it's part of my mouth, but it's fucking hard to win a World Series.
Awesome.
You know, there's a lot of different inklings that need to go in. And I don't care if you get eliminated in Game 7 of the World Series, if you get eliminated in Game 2 of the wild card round. Every time you get out, it hurts because you always feel like there's a chance to go in there and hold up a trophy. Yeah. So, you know, I think that for us moving forward, we know that we're going to be in the postseason. You know, we have a great, talented team. There's a lot of things that need to happen, right? We don't ever assume that, you know, you're just going to find a way in the postseason. You got to earn that right. 162 games, you got to earn that right. Mm-hmm. But when you do, and you do find yourself in there, we've seen a lot of different things. You know, we've seen a lot of different ways to win a baseball game, a lot of different ways that have, you know, lost baseball games in the postseason, right? Like, we just have to be able to have all this experience in the back of our head. So when we do find ourselves in that key moment, you know, there's going to be the key moment of the game that nothing's ever going to shock you. And you're going to be prepared for that moment like we always are. And we're going to find a way to get the job done. And that's what we do on a daily basis because, hell, that keeps everyone up at night.
Well, Kyle, congratulations on the deal, man. We're so happy that you're back. And like you said it, we would love, it's always fun when the team wins a championship, but for you guys to keep building and building and have the ups and downs, for you guys to get there, I think would mean a lot to everybody in Philadelphia. And for you to be a part of it means a lot too. So welcome back. Congrats. You buying anything cool? I mean, that's a pretty big contract. We didn't talk about it. Is yeah. something on your list, you know?
We gotta get ready for a new baby.
So. Okay.
Yeah, there
right.
you go.
Okay. Yeah,
there
that'll cost you.
We're getting ready for baby number three.
Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on the deal. And before we know it, we'll see you in Clearwater. So,
right.
Not a very long off season. So, we'll see you soon. And congrats.
Real quick, Kyle. It's not some good news in the Schwarber house. Obviously, you just got a life-changing contract there. But also, your Hoosiers, man. How about that win last week? And the number one seed in the college playoffs. That's got to be pretty cool.
It has been a pretty exciting time. I'll tell you what. You know, it's funny because being from Ohio, right? Mm-hmm. You grow up rooting for the Ohio team,
man,
right?
Buckeyes. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Yep.
And obviously, now, you know, being from, you know, going to college 3 years at Indiana before getting drafted, you know, it means more when you've been there, you experienced it versus, you know, never, you know, spending time at a place, right?
Yep.
You get to root for your alma mater.
Yep.
And seeing what Sig's done over there with those guys, man, in a 2 year span, I mean, I don't know if that's ever been done where kind of just the, you know, getting the crap kicked out of you in the Big Ten, right? Then being in the college football playoff last year, obviously tough beat, but now, you know, going in, being the number one team in the country, you took care of business in the Big Ten championship, and you got 3.5 weeks to get ready, get everyone healthy to make another run. So, oh man, it's a heck of a time. He's done such a fantastic job, but what a great time for everyone at Indiana and all of our, all the alumni across the country, I know, are so freaking pumped up about this. And it's going to be a fun time for the Hoosiers here once the Rose Bowl kicks off.
Yep. All right, Kyle. Well, congrats on all of it. We will see you soon and welcome back.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And we will see you guys soon down in Clearwater, all right?
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Yeah. There he is. All right. He sold me. I'm good. I'm good. 5 years, 6 years. I don't
care. There you go. Years, yeah, we don't care. Well, you're fighting.
Two things.
What, that's a fill.
Yeah. You want to get, how many, do you want to get anybody else on to talk about Indiana football?
I know, right?
Calvin Chaney. Yeah. Like,
right. I didn't know. That shout out to Fritz. He told me.
You're going to get Victor Oladipo.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You got all the Hoosiers on there, man.
Well, it shows you how much I follow college football. I saw Indiana as the number one seed. I was like, Indiana, the football?
Right, yeah.
The one thing that he said there, and clearly he is emotional about all of it, which I appreciate quite a bit, but him being fixated on the little stuff in game two is important, because we all talk about the talent for the Dodgers, and they are wildly talented.
They feel like that's where they lost the series at.
Yes, is that the Dodgers also do the little stuff.
Yep.
You can't talent your way to a World Series. Now, it helps, but the little stuff is important, and him talking about the bunt and talking about the little stuff, that made the difference in that series.
You don't have that margin of error against the Dodgers.
No, you just can't. You can't make those little errors. Nope. So, well, thankfully, one of the guys that made that little error is not going to be on the Phillies next year, and Nick Castellanos. So,
Well, hold on. That wasn't his fault he was out there.
Well, but it was his fault.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't read the bunt.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Well, Kyle Schwarber was great. Welcome back, Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
And John Middleton, I think, could sell ice to an Eskimo, I think. With him talking about the Phillies, man, he cares.
Yeah.
He cares.
Yeah, he's emotional.
He is emotional.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the top five, Jack?
Things that I've realized now that I'm older.
Oh, this will be a good one.
What is this, life lessons?
Yeah, life lessons for Jack Fritz.
We're getting older.
Yeah, we are.
I related to Schwarbs. The kids hanging on the phone.
Daddy,
who are you talking to?
All in the background.
Yeah. That's good stuff there. By the way, the Philly dads, another one. He's having number three. Nola's on number two.
Oh, right.
Wheeler's at four. Yeah. Bryce is at four. JT's at four. Yep. Schwarbs is at three.
Well, that's why they got to get the big contract.
Stoddard's on two.
That's why they need all that money. Yeah.
Boom's still out there. Marsh is out. Cassianos is at three.
Okay, we only know the one.
He's got
three.
He's got two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, the Philly dads, man.
Jamie Moyer.
Trey's got three.
Jamie Moyer had a pool team, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, did he have a lot of kids?
Oh, yeah.
I played
travel ball with his one son.
He had like the Phillip Rivers, like 8 or 9, right?
Oh,
don't
really?
Give me that face.
No, you said you played with. Does that mean you were sitting on the bench while that guy was playing, like the other guy that you played with?
Hell no. We were on the same team. I was an ace on that staff.
Okay,
one of the best pitchers in that
team.
Well,
no, the other day you were like, yeah, I played against that guy. Yeah.
I did play against him.
But you watched.
I watched him play. No, I pitched in a game
okay.
that Jamie came down to watch, and I got a little emotional on the mound.
Oh, really?
And he told his son to tell me to calm down, and I said, I throw harder than you.
I was going to ask, who had a better fastball, you or Jamie Moyer?
I did not say that. I said, you're right, Jamie.
Yeah. All right.
I could see you saying,
yes,
I throw harder than you to yourself.
What do you mean, Jamie? Yeah, I throw harder than you.
Yeah. All right. The top five is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Surfside is the perfect fit for this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or you're warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.